Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
What's happening, Flax?
What happened to my other theme music?
Which one?
The elevator music.
I'm going to give it to you in a second. You know I like to do a little bit of electro in the beginning.
My heart dropped there.
We'll put a little bit of this.
Hands up for a filthy drop.
And then eventually we'll calm it down. But you know that we have to get producer Kat on standby to do a alternative language version of Relax It's Flax.
Was so funny because her microphone works on like a pivot thing, and if you grab it at the one end, which is like very far from her, can actually control the whole mic.
Oh,
and while she was talking to you earlier, I bashed it in her face.
But she also got hit by a cork earlier.
Yeah.
Producer Kat, what's going on today? You're just having a bit of an unlucky day.
It wasn't funny, Mike. It actually hurt.
No, what? It wasn't that hard.
It hit me in the chin.
Which one? Oh, it was one? So soft.
This mic here.
The mic. And then the cork?
The microphone.
What happened with the cork?
The cork, well, when Gareth came back from court, we were like celebrating. And then he opened the JC LaRue Red, and the cork went up, and then it came back down and hit me in the head.
Now you were, that's Duncan in the background there. You were very upset about that cork incident a couple of minutes ago. You were saying that you're going to be going to the hospital.
I wasn't.
You were, no, but you brought it up. You were upset.
Oh.
Did it hurt badly?
It did hurt.
Yeah.
But
if you think that's sore, wait till you get your tattoo later. Now that's sore. Imagine needles in and out from under your skin.
It's not like I haven't done it before.
Do you think she should get this tattoo later?
No. What an impulse decision. You can't just get tattoos. Tattoos leave an imprint on your body. They have to have meaning. So what do birds mean? Besides for the fact you love Twitter, what do they mean?
No. Okay. I've just always wanted them.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens if producer Kat gets a tattoo or not. Like I said, I by no means convinced her to do this. She messaged me this week and she was like, I'm excited for the tattoo. So there we go. All right, let's get into this.
Relax, it's Flax.
Or if you wanted to say it in another language, producer Kat.
Huh?
Or if you wanted to say it in another language,
Relax, this Michael Flex, and he hit me whatever with the mic.
My tongue pipi.
Hit
no,
me.
No, I don't know about that, Flex.
What does it mean?
My tongue on it. My tongue pipi.
It's from that Leon Schuster movie.
It's just the angle of my tongue pipi.
What's okay. It mean?
I don't.
It's like an angel peed on my tongue. That's how good the yogurt was.
It was the funniest scene. Do you remember it? Rainbow Yogurt.
No,
from Leon Chester's movie.
I haven't watched any of his movies.
Oh my god.
Michael's only seen it because DSTV's playing old Leon Schuster movies. Like
Leon Schuster's so funny.
You've only realized this now.
I love his first things that he used
to do. Where have you been the past 30 years?
Yo! All I asked for was to name the segment. That's all I wanted was the name of the segment. Okay. We may now proceed. What information will you impart with us on today's edition of Relax It's Flax? Let's do a coming up, like professionals.
Coming up on Relax It's Flax. Do you have breaking news music?
I can try and find it. It's probably going to take me a second. Actually.
Majority of the stuff is breaking news.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I found the breaking news music when it comes to you.
Coming up on Relax It's Flax this week, we talk about Kanye West beef, One Direction's new single, One Direction's new baby, Casey Neistat's latest video, a woman who wants to be a cat, and a woman who was bullied for being an exact replica of Taylor Swift.
Powerful. Let's get into it.
Where should we start? They're also juicy.
Let's just fade this first.
Have you heard this new One Direction song? Well,
history.
Not One Direction. So, remember Zayn left the group?
Yeah.
He dropped his latest single, Pillow Talk, today.
Actually do have a snippet of it.
Yeah, I wasn't going to listen to it. I was waiting for you.
Okay, take a listen. Oh, no, not that one. Here we go.
So tonight.
It's not amazing.
I don't know if you're joking or that's the proper song.
No, that's it. It's definitely it. Have you seen
Tonight,
the music?
I want to rock you like a baby tonight.
Yeah, well, listen, bro. Lyrics don't always make sense the first time around. But have you seen the music video?
Apparently, Gigi Hadid's in it.
Yes, she is.
Is it good?
It's a very, very dope music. It's very artistic. In fact, Can I? I'll play you the first minute of the music video.
But I don't like the song.
Okay, well maybe this. You only heard like a second of the song.
Didn't Rihanna come out with a new track yesterday? Everyone's like Snapchatting about it.
Rihanna, like Snapchatting the whole album. So here's what happened. Rihanna dropped her new single Work with Drake, mm-hmm. but her album Anti is available only on Tidal. But a lot of people, mm-hmm. I think, have like found other ways of getting it. Anyway, let's have a look here. It's called Pillow Talk.
Do you by any chance know if Drake's still dating Serena?
No, I haven't spoken to him this week. So, as soon as I speak to him, I'll let you know.
Because everyone says when they break up, he'll drop like the maddest tape.
Oh yeah. So you are now going to narrate the music video, the first minute, what you're seeing.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready? This is the brand new Zayn
Malik.
It's called Pillow Talk.
Blank screen.
Yes, I'm gonna press play, bro. You're very eager today. Is this because you're wearing shorts?
No, I didn't have time to change. I came straight from like the shortest gym session ever.
Okay, because one never sees Flax in shorts.
I know, because I got the hairiest legs.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay, so there's kissing. Zayn Nelly just kissed Gigi. Lots of lights everywhere. And now there's Zayn with like a red light and he's got like his beard's like a shade 5. Gigi wearing the hottest thing ever. Do you mind just pushing exit for that ad there? Oh, Zayn's hair's gone really gray.
Platinum blonde, but yeah.
Oh. I really dig his beard. Is that Gigi? Oh no, it was like a half naked woman.
Who spread her legs and a flower popped out of her vagina. I'm not even lying, that's what happened.
Gigi is so hot. Very creative.
Flax, you are terrible at narrating what you're seeing because you're so engrossed
like
in what you're seeing. That's Flax narrating the first minute of Zayn Malik's new single called Pillow Talk. By the way, he now just goes by Zayn. It's
really?
1.6 million views in the past few hours.
I don't like it. Honestly, he's lost his boy band. He's now going like NSYNC meets Backstreet Boys now.
I think it might grow on you, but let's see. Okay, so where were we? Okay, so we spoke about him releasing the new tune.
Yeah, and then Gigi Hadid reminded me of someone I like, not met today, but like saw today. Do you know someone, Tatum Keshwa?
She is a former Miss South Africa.
She's beautiful. How come you never told me about her before? She legit looks like, sort of like a Kim Kardashian, but a hot one.
Okay, how did you come across her?
Just over Twitter. A Twitter recommended. Obviously thought we would be good friends.
Okay, well, you should get her onto the Gareth Cliff Show.
Most definitely.
Yeah, do it.
But what else does, like, what do you know about her?
That she's the former Miss South Africa.
And?
What's
she up to now?
I don't know, bro.
Yes, this is like a hidden secret.
Maybe, Producer Kat, you think you can get Tatum Keshwa on the line?
I don't even know if she's still relevant.
Well, let's try. Tweet her and see if we can get her on the line between now and the next 10 minutes.
Well, here it says you can even email Tatum at TatumKeshwa.com. Do both, Kat, please.
Let's see if we can get it. In fact, I wonder if I don't have
make that hotline bling.
I highly doubt that I would have her number, but let me have a look.
Tweeted her earlier and she replied with a kiss.
Oh wow, what did you tweet her?
The beauty that is Tatum Keshwa. And then she said like a embarrassed face thanks with a kiss. She even tweeted about the Kardashians.
Okay, Producer Kat's gonna try and get her on the line and see what we can do. That'd be a rock star if you could make that happen, Kat. Alright, what else, Flax?
Okay, where were we? Back down to earth. Kanye West beef, whose side you on?
So this is, I don't know, I haven't followed it intensely. I do know that it ended with Amber Rose saying that Kanye West likes her finger up his ass.
Do you know why she said that?
Tell me.
Okay, she said that because Kanye West and her used to hook up and date for like a short
period. That I knew, yeah.
So she said she's going to expose every single dirty secret. Because remember, Kanye paid her apparently $1 million to put, what's that thing where they're not allowed to talk about a certain subject?
Non-disclosure.
No, it's something like a bait order or something.
Okay.
I can't remember what it was called. But she's not allowed to talk anything like about him bad or the sexual things that they did. And then when he started tweeting and bashing Wiz and bringing her into it, she was like, you know what? Screw this. I don't need $1 million. And then she was like, I'm going to expose every dirty thing you do. Like the finger in the bum thing.
It's heavy. Very heavy.
This shit got deep. And you know it was all
I mean, yeah, the shit. No. The finger, yeah.
Do you know it was all from a misunderstanding? Because Wiz fired back at Kanye and said something, why don't you just go hit that KK? and Kanye thought KK was Kim Kardashian, when what Wiz really meant was KK is some sort of like marijuana thing.
So whose side are you on?
Well, I'm on Kanye's side. Always say Kanye's side. But Wiz really wasn't taking shots at Kanye. Kanye just misunderstood Wiz.
You know, like at the end, I've chosen not to engage on all of this stuff or really have a look at it outside of mocking the fact that Amber Rose said that he likes the
That was just like the cherry on the top.
Funny. because I'm actually just excited for the new Kanye West album, and I'm just excited for the music, and I think he's a dope dude.
I don't know. I much preferred the original name, Squish? Swish?
Swish.
Swish.
To what's the new name
Waves.
Now? Waves. Who gives a shit? The music's going to be dope. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the album is called. You can name your debut album Swish.
I guess like anything he puts out is going to be dope.
So, so cool. He's just a rock star. Wiz Khalifa, I'm like, bro, whatever.
And I was actually reading like a bit, I like read the title of Kanye West's like life. And apparently he was like, no one believed in him. And he
you
was
read
make...
the title of his life.
Well, I read like the first like two sentences of a paragraph.
Of his life.
Well, it was how he started out.
Okay.
And he started out like in a basement. He didn't have a bed.
No,
he was
he's hustled
beats.
Hard. He was in a parking lot once with Oprah. Mm-hmm. And he said one day, then they had the same car. And she started speaking to him and said, like, is it a good car? Is it a bad car? And this was before he was famous. And he said, never mind that. I'm going to be on your show soon.
Oh, mad. How did he afford the same car to her?
I don't know. That's a good, that's what I was asking as well. But somehow
that story sounds fake.
He was on her show speaking about that story.
Really?
Yeah. If you look it up, you'll find it. All right. Tell me about, Louis Tomlinson's new baby from One Direction.
Okay. So there's so much One Direction scandals. Like they can't do anything right. Remember he knocked up his stylist.
Yes.
Back in the day. And now she's had her baby. The baby's name is, take a guess. It's nothing creative.
Harry Styles Jr.
Freddie.
Freddie.
The baby's name's Freddie.
What's wrong with Freddie?
I don't know. Okay, name one person you name Freddie.
Freddie Krueger.
Okay, name another one.
Freddie Lowe.
Okay, one more.
Okay, no, that's it.
Exactly. I didn't have one single friend named Freddie.
Okay, but just because you don't have a friend named Freddie doesn't mean Freddie's a bad name. Although it is a not
Nobody
a great name.
Has friends named Freddie.
Do you know why Louis couldn't keep his hands off the stylist though?
No.
Because he wanted to stay up all night with her.
I want to stay up all night and jump around until we see.
It really is the end of 1D though, huh?
I think they probably got it. Really need to push.
Harry's already working on his solo career. Zayn's dropped the solo single. And then the other three are probably just going to fade into oblivion.
Is Harry working on a solo career?
Yeah.
Oh, they might as well just break up now.
He's already been signed to the same label. Seriously? And working on the
and
solo
And he's
stuff.
Like the only relevant one left now.
Well, I mean, sort of. I don't know. Tell me about Casey Neistat.
My lips just touched the microphone cover. Do you know how much makeup is on here?
It's nasty.
And they were washed 2 days ago.
That's just gross. Imagine all the germs that are currently like squirming
you
into your mouth.
Do you have that spray?
Yeah, let me have a look.
We should start like a thing that before Relaxes Flax, we always spray these microphones. No matter how like potent and high the stuff makes
you. Yeah, you want to spray your dismed. This is on the pop, hey? So it's that little fuzzy thing that's on top of a microphone. There you go.
I want to dry it.
No, don't blow into... You never blow into a microphone.
Why?
Ever. You never blow into a microphone.
Why?
You just don't. This is not saying you do.
What does it do?
It's not good for the mics.
Why? But technically, this is blowing air because it's like compressed.
No, but you never
blow the lid.
Into a microphone. Just don't do it.
I know for next time now.
Okay. Tell me about Casey Neistat. This is not the lid. This is the lid of an energy.
Sorry.
By the way, why is that even in the studio? That's bad.
Yeah,
where do I log that complaint? Producer Kat, how do I log a complaint that there's an Energade lid in the studio?
The second office to your right if you leave the studio door.
Is that where I'll also find Tatum Keshwa?
Yo, where's Tatum?
I am trying to hook it up.
Tweeting him. All right.
Okay. I forgot where we were again.
Casey Neistat.
Oh, Casey Neistat. Did you see that video he made?
His year in review.
No. The one where he... So, you know, it's like snowing crazy in New York.
Yeah.
So, what he did was he took like... I think it was a Jeep and with like the special wheels for the snow. And he attached rope and he put on his snowboard. And he was dragged around the streets because like... Apparently, you weren't allowed to go in the streets unless you had like a special vehicle.
That is such a typical Casey Neistat thing to do.
Even though the cops said they'd arrest him, he... got dragged around the streets on his snowboard, like doing tricks and stuff. And then near the end of the video, these cops pull him over and they're like, listen, we think it's so cool what you're doing. So we're just going to act like we're speaking to you and we're not really going to do anything. It was so sick.
He's a legend. I really, really dig the guy.
He makes good videos, eh?
By the way, if you want to touch base on Casey Neistat and I touching base, you can find the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Drop it like it's hot, eh?
By the way, we spoke to Casey Neistat at Design Indaba in Cape Town last year. That's where we did that interview. And we're going to be back at Design Indaba in the next sort of 3 weeks. So once they release the speakable and you see who's on it and there's some hot people on it, make no doubt that we're going to be touching base with all of them.
Yes, YouTubers are like, I was watching this YouTuber, FuseyTube. He gets like 8 million views a video. His crazy. Life is YouTube.
It's amazing. Tell me about the woman who says she's a cat trapped in the wrong body.
So have you ever felt like you're something different, like an animal or anything? Because I haven't.
I am. Well, I guess it's a good question to ask. I've never thought about it up until now. But if you had to be an animal trapped in a human body, which animal would you be and why?
I'd be a cheetah.
A cheetah?
Because I always think fast. I do things fast. I can't like stand still. My mind's always like in two places at
once. Would you want to be a cheetah though if you were an animal?
Yeah, cheetahs are so cool. Like you don't know what they're doing until they do it.
I don't know if this is Mary Lou's influence or not. I think I'd want to be like a Labrador.
I saw that in your Snapchat buddy yesterday, Mary Lou's dog.
I'm going through such a golden retriever puppy phase. It's ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah, I just think they're the cutest things ever. I really want a puppy.
Why don't you get something?
No, it's too much of a mission.
I think I might indulge in a puppy maybe end of this year. I want to get one of those. What was that thing we had in studio? It was that tiny little puppy. I think it was a French bulldog or French terrier or something like that.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
Yeah, listen, a puppy's a big commitment. But if I was an animal trapped in a human's body, I would like to be a puppy.
Really? Yeah. Well, a Labrador to be
specific. Actually, if my name is Aria, I could also go with lion because Aria is Hebrew for lion. But I don't know. Like, lions are dope, but I don't know.
Well,
a panda bear. I'm going through a panda bear phase as
You're only going through a panda bear phase because you saw that video from CNN.
I know.
Of the panda rolling in the snow.
Do you know what's so weird? Like, I'm going through a serious animal phase actually this year. I found myself the other night watching an hour-long documentary on koala bears in Australia.
I find myself going on Facebook and watching all cute, like, cat videos and stuff.
Oh, that's just a problem. Okay, so there's a woman who says she's a cat trapped in the wrong body.
Yeah, she claims that, in fact, she's a cat and has been living that way for the past 4 years. 20-year-old called Nano says she has been a cat for all of her life, but only made the discovery at the age of 16. She has explained her feline tendencies are a result of some form of genetic defect. So she legit dresses up like a cat. She drinks like a cat, milk, purrs. She's scared of dogs. She hisses at people. I think she's pretty crazy.
Sounds like someone I know.
Who? No, if you're gonna, were you talking about me?
I was trying to be funny.
I didn't understand.
And then I actually don't know anyone that's that cooked. That is just nuts.
Mm. I don't know how to react if she came up to me
I would suggest we get an interview with her or a Skype or something, but she's just going to purr the whole time.
I'm sure there must be some other joke.
This is wild. What do you think is the closest you've come to having a mental breakdown, Flax? Because this is a clear mental illness.
I don't think I've ever had it. I'm very calm and stable. I know how to deal with stress. I go to gym. I don't think I've ever, and you?
This is an edge. No, I don't know, actually. I was curious. That's why I was asking, because I don't know the answer myself.
I don't think this woman's had a mental breakdown. I think she's just confused.
Bro, she thinks she's a cat. That's a mental breakdown.
I don't know.
You're not a cat. You're a human being.
Like, how do you even leave the house in a cat costume walking on all fours?
It's just a lot. It's just a lot. Okay. Tell me about this young woman who is being bullied for looking like Taylor Swift. That's the last thing I would have thought would have happened.
If there was one celebrity, who would you like to look like?
I don't know. Give me your answer and then I'll be better at giving mine.
Justin Bieber.
Mm.
No, I lie. I'd actually like to look like that dude from the vampire series. What's it called?
Ian Somerhalder.
No, the other dude.
Paul Wesley.
The other movie?
No, there's the... Oh, Edward Cullen.
No, other dude.
Robert Pattinson.
Other dude.
Taylor Lautner.
Yes.
Jesus, you made me work for that. fuck you. I love how you make me work for your answer. That's bullshit. What happened there? That's not fair. I actually don't know who I would want to look like.
Because, must be one dude.
First of all, I'd have to have seen the person in real life, because you don't know what someone looks like until you see them in real life.
I know. There's so many people that I think are tall and stuff, and then I meet them in real life, and they're much shorter.
They're like these tiny... I think Justin Bieber would probably be like that. I bet you he's quite
short.
That's
why I really like to go to Madame Tussauds and see, like, the actual height.
Size,
like,
yeah.
Angelina Jolie is tiny.
I think I would want to look most like someone who would... It would help me in life. So maybe if I looked like President Obama, that would help me, because then people might think that I was President Obama and they'd take me seriously. I don't know. But I would, the last thing I would think is that someone who looked like Taylor Swift would be bullied about it.
She apparently gets trolled for being the fatter version of Taylor Swift.
Oh, because she's overweight. Okay,
well, I wouldn't say she's overweight. I saw a photo of her. She's just a tad.
What's
bit.
Her name, this chick?
Keitra Jane. 21-year-old from University of Utah.
If she just lost weight, she could do so much with that.
She legit, her face is splitting image.
Of Taylor Swift.
T.
Okay, tell me about Google and what's happening with them.
Do you remember that dude? He... When did he register?
Dude. Yeah, I remember that dude.
Yeah, so he registered. I felt the sarcasm leveled in. He registered the Google name without them knowing. Like, they didn't know that hadn't registered the domain.
Mm.
So he bought it. I think it was for like $10 or $8. And then he owned Google.com, the domain name. So we all thought Google sued him and got the name back, where in fact, Google actually paid him, and the figures now come out.
How much was it?
So he bought the domain name for, I think it was roughly $8. Google paid him $12,000 for their name back.
That is the worst deal in history. My God, that is a terrible deal.
I would have gone for millions.
Jeez, I would have knocked that out the park.
I would have phoned Anthea Gardner. We would have discussed a number. We would have seen their share price.
That's wild. That's wild. And then just before we wrap it up, give me the latest on Snapchat.
Okay, so apparently they want to get video calls and live streaming on Snapchat.
Hmm, that could be cool.
Because Snapchat's the future.
You are doing a lot more snaps these days, I see.
I go through phases. Eh? You can follow me on Snapchat, Mike Flax.
I have found Snapchat Gold, though. I wonder if he's in the room next door. Is Duncan there? Is Duncan in the building? Is he left? Producer Kat, has Duncan gone home?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Duncan is at cliffcentral.com. I just like to snap Duncan now because he's always got something ridiculous and outlandish and 99.9% disgusting and vile to say.
I'm just going to accept it. We're not getting Tatum.
Oh, we're not getting Tatum. What happened to Tatum?
I've been messaging people to try to get her number. I've emailed the email address on her website.
Well, I tell you what, Flax, were you going to put her onto the Gareth Cliff Show? Was that the plan?
Well, I only found her today.
Well, I tell you what, we will have Tatum Keshwa come in and do an edition of Relax It's Flax with you. How's that?
That'd be amazing.
Can we do that, Producer Kat?
I guess so, if she lives in Joburg.
Okay, if she lives in Joburg, then we'll hook that up
She's based in Durban.
We'll get Michael Flax in for that edition of Relax It's Flax with Tatum Keshwa.
Should have started a hashtag earlier, where's Tatum?
Yeah.
And we would have found her.
Well, I don't think that she's lost. I think that
she had a baby.
She was just not in your life. Yeah. Okay, so we'll touch base and make that happen soon.
And she's married.
Oh, sorry Flax.
I just want to be friends.
Otherwise, give me the most important thing to know moving into the weekend, bro.
Well, weekend's all about partying. People are going to be having hookups. You know, Woody's going to probably have his hookup.
Oh, by the way, someone on WeChat says, Flax, where's your friends Woody and William?
Woody's probably with William's mom. Do you get it?
Not really.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It would have worked if he was with Buzz Lightyear's mom.
No, with Andy's mom. Where's Buzz and Woody with Andy's mom?
I don't get what you're saying.
Andy is the kid in the story.
Oh, I only watched one movie. So, yeah. Okay.
I preferred my
joke. Give me the takeaway.
Takeaway for today. Apparently, a study has revealed the ideal number of sexual partners you should have. Between 8 and 12 was the most popular answer, chosen by 38% of women and 37% of men.
Hmm.
So apparently more than 8 or 12, the girl's probably going to see you as not so attractive.
Or as just a walking STD.
Yeah.
All right, dude, how do we touch base all day?
You can keep up with me on Twitter, at Michael Flax. Honestly, the best tweets you'll see all week. you can follow me on Snapchat, Mike Flax, MikeFlax. Go like my Facebook page, more likes, more posts. What else do I have? I got Twitter. Oh, Instagram, Michael Flax. And if there's anything else you think I should get on, just drop me a tweet.
Fantastic. That's a Michael Flax there for Relax It's Flax. He'll be back next Friday just after 4. On the other side of this, Alessandro Barbosa, all the latest gaming news.
It's date night, and your wife wants you to bring Ray to bed with you. You suggested Tyrion, or maybe even Sheldon if she fancied something a little different. But no, Ray Donovan it is. So you get your tablet and you meet her in the bedroom. Because with Showmax for 99 Rand a month, you get to watch full seasons of the biggest series. On the couch, in the kitchen, in bed. Online anytime. So get to Showmax.com and get your 7-day free trial.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.